146 Missouri linemen from 26 electric cooperatives from around the state are going to be heading to Georgia and Florida on Tuesday morning. Some are going to be heading to Reynolds, Georgia. Some are going to be heading to Douglasville, Georgia. Some are heading to a town called Sumterville, Florida. I'm Brian Helsworth. Joining me is the vice president of Missouri's electric cooperatives. His name is Jim McCarty. Jim, we've been here before covering you guys as you get ready to leave. You've covered and been to other hurricanes. Probably never seen one like this, though, have you?
No, we've been, of course, been offering help for quite a few years. Whenever the hurricanes roll in, they like to call on Missouri because typically we're out of harm's way and are available to lend a hand. I know I can speak for those co-ops involved in this effort in saying it's always better to lend help than to be the one asking for it.
When you talk about where these 146 linemen, Jim, are heading, some are going to Reynolds, Georgia, some to Douglasville, Georgia, again, another group to Sumterville, Florida, what type of duty will they be doing?
You know, just about anything that a lineman would do on the job. You know, typically with a natural disaster like this, we might see everything laying on the ground. You know, and so a system that maybe took 80 years to build, they might have to redo it in just a few weeks. So it could be just about anything. And, you know, when we do ask them to come take part in these efforts, we always ask them to be prepared for just about anything.
And the fuel is a huge issue, as you know. There's been concerns about fuel shortages as the Savannah and Charleston, I see on CNN as we record this, getting hit pretty hard right now by this. But there's concerns about fuel shortages. There's going to be a fuel tanker truck from one of the cooperatives that's going to accompany the group. Who is that and where will they be staged?
Yeah, that's the plan. It's coming from Central Electric Power Cooperative, which is a transmission cooperative based in Jefferson City. And hopefully that will help that group go into Florida just in case they run into a situation where fuel's not available. Of course, these trucks got a pretty good range on them, but eventually they do run out of fuel and will need to be fueled up. So all kinds of contingency plans have been taken care of, and these conference calls that we're involved in have been going on for the better part of a week, and everybody tries to stay very flexible, and most of the guys involved with that, we've got a whole staff at our office, and they've done many, many of these before, so they generally know how to take care of all the contingencies. It's pretty amazing, really.
Finally, this is tough work. This is grueling work. It is dangerous work because you've got power lines that are down. The other thing that you have to contend with are snakes, gators. There's going to be alligators down there and possibly sharks, depending on where these folks are at.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and of course, we here in Missouri, we have things like rattlesnakes, copperheads to deal with. So I think everybody goes into this knowing that safety is the number one priority. And they'll work accordingly. But these linemen, they take it personally. And when Mother Nature takes down the work that their fellow linemen have done, they like to see it put back up. So they're going to work really hard, no matter what the conditions are.
Anything you want to add?
No, just that hopefully everybody stays safe. And our heart goes out to everybody in the path of these storms. We know that it could be us. You know, we could have an ice storm, and we'll definitely be calling on the folks down south to help us with that.